The ABC has obtained audio recordings made inside the Manus Island Detention Centre before and after the deadly violence last month. The recordings suggest protests in the days leading up to the riot were noisy but non-violent. They also give new accounts of gunfire and tell of ongoing fears of further attacks. The audio was provided to the ABC by the crime writer and UNICEF ambassador Tara Moss, who's been posting information online from sources on Manus Island. The ABC has independently verified the recordings. Papua New Guinea correspondent Liam Cochran reports.
A week before the riots on Manus Island, this is how guards were describing the protests within the detention centre in their radio communication.
Approximately 50 in the gym. It's not really getting off the ground. People are still watching movies. There's no footwear being put on. They're still in flip-flops.
Copy.
Command, Mike
01.
They're now singing what I believe to be a national peace song from Iran. Yesterday
are
now present tonight.
Copy that.
Command Fox 01, chanting and whistling, clapping has completely ceased. The agitators that came down to the gym have moved away. People in the gym continuing to watch television. So this stage, quiet.
That quiet didn't last long, but gates remained locked and the situation contained.
Oscar Bravo, Fox Hill 1, confirmed all gates out of Foxtrot are locked. Over.
These noisy protests were repeated daily. Two expatriates working for G4S at the time say staff warned centre management not to hold a meeting to address questions about asylum processing and resettlement, believing the situation to be volatile. The meeting went ahead on the afternoon of the 16th of February, with PNG immigration officials reportedly telling asylum seekers the only option for resettlement would be Papua New Guinea. This came a week after PNG's foreign minister told Parliament the government had not decided whether to accept refugees for resettlement. Hours after the meeting at the detention centre, riots began, turning deadly the next evening. An Australian working at the centre and two asylum seekers say they heard bursts of automatic gunfire, exceeding police reports of a few warning shots. The Australian worker interviewed two asylum seekers. The staff member provided this audio at the risk of losing their job and possible legal action for breaching a confidentiality clause, so their words are being read by an actor. The Australian asked the asylum seekers how many gunshots they heard.
Five, six times.
So six times, only six bullets? Or five or six times, many times?
No, five and six, many times. Not a shot, not one time.
Yes, that's what we heard.
An asylum seeker says he tried to hide in a room, but was dragged outside to where G4S guards, police mobile squad officers, local residents and asylum seekers were clashing. He says he was stomped, kicked, punched and hit in the face with a heavy object.
Please don't kill me.
The asylum seeker says a Papua New Guinean G4S guard intervened to get him away from the violence. That same night, nearby, 23-year-old Iranian Reza Barati was killed. Days later, a funeral service was held inside the Manus Island Detention Centre. The asylum seekers say they live in fear of further retribution. The ABC contacted G4S and Immigration Minister Scott Morrison for a response. Both said investigations were underway and declined to comment further.
Papua New Guinea correspondent Liam Cochran.